Blog Talk Radio.
This is your announcer, Chuck Landington. Hold on to your cock and balls, and be prepared to have your brain blown out of your cranium with 2 hours of hot molten fucking metal. It's time for the Metal Injection Live Cast, brought to you by MetalInjection.net.
All right. Metal Injection Live Cast. Rob, you look
strangely attractive
tonight.
Although you, Miss Rob.
I've been trying to eat right.
Although you still have large breasts. Oh, I'm sorry.
And it's put on a bra. Finally
contained those boobs.
Oh my God. We're just playing around. Jenny's here. Rob's not. And Jenny's,
upgrade.
Jenny's sitting in Rob's chair this week.
I have a mic this week.
Isn't that great enough to share a mic with somebody and get all the exchange of fluids going there and stuff like that?
I don't have Noah sticking the mic
in your nose.
In my nose.
So, Noah, where's Rob again?
Rob is at Maryland Death Fest.
So there's going to be – who's playing at Maryland Death Fest?
A lot of death metal bands.
Mighty Mighty Bosstones.
Yeah. Elvis King.
Yeah, Elvis King.
Give us a few bands that are playing.
Well, I know the Red Chord are going to be there. And I don't know. Psy is going to be there.
I've actually seen that band. Isn't that crazy?
Psy?
I've seen Psy.
When have you seen Psy?
With Greg, like.
Sounds like an old Jewish
2002
band.
Or something. He was like, hey, Sid, are you doing anything tonight? I was like, not really. Why? I want to go see this band, Psy. All right. It was at North 6.
You know, they're all Japanese.
Yeah.
Japanese.
I was there. I saw them.
When Gunface was on, he was talking all about Psy and how great Psy was.
Yes, they collaborated.
So I don't know too much about
them,
but
I prefer them when, before they shortened their name. They used to be called Psy Sperling.
I heard better. The president of the hair club. I heard that for their next album, they're just going to go with get rid of the
very underground.
So, Metal Injection Live Cast. Rob's not here, but we have a lot of good stuff for you. Actually, we have some Rob's greatest hits that we're going to be playing.
Rob's not so greatest hits, maybe.
I'll give
So we're not, we don't feel completely abandoned.
Give you a little taste of that right now.
Come on, guys.
Oh, Rob. Oh, you, Rob, with your little.
You get another one?
Bon Mutz.
Got any weed?
That's probably what he's saying to someone right now.
Yeah, that, we have a live remote going from Maryland with Rob. Hey.
Hello? Hello?
Here he is again.
Hey, guys. I like drugs.
The essence of Rob right
That's
there.
Basically when he meets new people. That's what he says. That's his opening.
Hey, we have another one here. Let's check this out. What is this?
But what about all the good things Hitler did?
Wow, where the hell is that?
That's the dark side of Rob.
I thought Rob was Jewish. That's kind of weird. That
he's self-loathing Jew. He's like Woody Allen.
Oh, okay.
It's like he ate Woody Allen.
Oh, Jesus.
A couple of times.
Yeah. I was going to say, Woody Allen's not that substantial. So, Sid, you were telling me you saw T4.
Yeah. Are they calling it T4? I don't think they're actually going by that. It's Terminator Salvation.
I'm fucking calling it T4, all right?
I can't wait to see that movie.
It was awful.
Apparently, according
really?
To Sid,
yes.
You should wait.
And my friend who I went with, to see this movie, who loves all these movies, and he looks past any flaw, because he just, if he wants to like a movie, he will like a movie. He didn't like it either, so it wasn't just me being like...
Okay, so I'll bring my iPhone, and I'll listen to the replay of the live cast, and just watch Christian Bale on the screen.
Yes. The thing is,
for 2
like,
and a half hours.
He's like in half the movie, maybe.
Oh.
That's the retarded thing. It's like, he's by far the biggest actor in the fucking movie. Hey, don't worry. We'll do most of the scenes without you. You just relax. We'll give you a couple of lines of dialogue.
I've loved Christian Bale since Newsies.
Haven't we all?
In spite of Newsies.
I used to dance around.
But what exactly,
always dance around.
What specifically did you not like about it?
The story just didn't make sense. There was all in every other Terminator movie, everybody's like terrified of these Terminators and they're running from them at all costs. Here, Christian Bale's like, Let's see. I'd like to have a fist fight with a Terminator robot. That might be a good idea. Like, really?
And he gets his ass kicked or what?
More or less, but he lives to tell
about it.
But
isn't it like before the Terminator robots were really perfected into being killing machines, though?
It's right around.
So they're the same as like the Arnold ones?
Arnold makes an appearance.
But just as it's like CGI Arnold.
Yeah,
right?
But that model Terminator appearance.
MCGI.
Do you want to hear my Terminator Arnold impersonation?
Wow.
Oh, good.
Yeah, let's hear it. I agree with Rob. Let's hear it. Go ahead.
I'll be back.
Over it.
Oh, Rob is so much more witty when he's not here.
Yeah, Rob, why are you trashing her?
Over it.
All right, we get it. Listen.
No patience for.
But I'm just saying, she's a guest on the show. She's trying to entertain us, and she's just trying to do an Arnold impression. She's a woman. He has a male voice, and he, you know.
Over it.
All right. Okay. All right.
God damn.
All right, I get it. I'm Jenny. I tried to defend
Rob.
You.
He's just jealous.
He does not have it.
He's just.
Say it sexy.
Oh, that's your problem. You didn't. All right.
Oh yeah, you
try
gotta
to
say it
do
sexy.
Arnold sexily.
I'll be back.
Wow, that was better. I thought
that sucked.
Oh.
No.
Well, I guess.
Dick.
I guess there's no pleasing you, Rob. There's just.
Back
no
to you, Darren.
Thanks. Oh, all right.
Thanks. So professional.
But yeah,
I can't even smoke right now.
Can we always have this version of Rob on the show instead of the real one?
He's a ha ha. See what happens when you go to Metal Fest or whatever the hell it's called?
Eat your fucking crab cakes, you fucker.
Bland announcer Rob.
Yeah, so much better.
Oh. All right, Noah, are you done smoking?
She's just getting warmed up.
I don't get this pipe. There's no smoke coming out of my mouth. Why?
It's the Vapo Genie. You got to hold it in your mouth.
Rewind. The what? What?
It's the Vapo Genie, which I'm so excited about because I love marijuana, but it kills my throat. I love smoking, but it's the worst. And I hate my vaporizer at home because it takes half an hour to get any weed in your system, and it's ridiculous. So I found this pipe, and it's fabulous.
You want to explain what the Vapo Genie does?
Wait, hold on. I'll get the direction.
Is it like the diaper genie?
I'll get the direction.
Like I dream of genie.
No?
Come on. Hello.
The Vapo Genie. Stop. Okay. The Vapo Genie works by mixing flame with ambient air in a special ceramic flame filter. Mixing creates gentle heat that vaporizes but does not burn. The filter is 100% inert, does not create off flavors, and will never need replacement. The Vapo Genie will not become clogged with tar, since very little tar is produced by vaporization.
Yeah, but what is that? I mean, that's just mumbo-jumbo.
It's better you're not inhaling all the shit, so you're not burning your lungs.
But isn't that the key to getting high, though? That
not at all. You're inhaling the vapor, which is doing the exact same thing without any of the harm.
Noah, you're a guinea pig. Do you feel any less or more high than usual?
Not yet, but we'll see as the show goes on.
I always thought the way that weed gets you high is that you, like, you inhale it and it burns your throat and you're like, and then the shaking back and forth.
No, that's...
And then you get high.
No, I don't get high like that. That's horrific.
But
only Rob smokes weed like that.
I'm not.
He's coughing his esophagus out of his mouth.
It's me when I do it because I don't know how to do it.
But that's what I'm saying. This motherfucker's been smoking for like 8 years straight every day, day in and day out.
Well, that's why you need a vaporizer.
But he's still,
he has one, but he doesn't really use
because
it.
Because it's a paint. Unless you get the Volcano, which is $700, it's really a pain in the ass to use a vaporizer. So this pipe is awesome to me because you just light it and you inhale and you're, it's great. I love it.
But I was thinking like, should
send me a free one.
Yeah, we're advertising. We even gave you a fucking theme song. But I'm thinking, shouldn't he already be like either immune to the fumes or?
It's not the fumes. It's like smoking a cigarette. You're getting that tar in or whatever it is. It's not as bad as. I mean, honestly, I think it's worse smoking one joint
well, what
for
I'm
your
saying
lungs.
Is, I mean, people that smoke cigarettes all the time. Don't cough and hack like a 70-year-old man, though. Like
my parents do.
How old are they?
In their early 60s.
So, but do they smoke, do they hack from the cigarettes?
Yep.
Or just...
They have most of their lives, at least as long as I've known them.
I don't know. My friends that I see that smoke usually don't. But I've never seen.
You mostly hang out with like 15-year-old girls.
Fuck you.
My
That's way too old for me.
Darren hanging out by the junior high school. Ladies, you want a carton of Marlboro?
Look who's talking. This is a guy who brought a fucking tight magazine here with this fucking.
I give. It was for all of us. I thought I was making a special gesture.
All of us want to see broads, 15-year-old girls in, like, granny panties.
They're not really 15.
Can you bring Loose and Floppy next time?
Yeah. Every time I show up, I'm bringing the Loose and Floppy. You know what I'm saying?
Sid comes in with this magazine. You got to see this. Oh, my God. This is...
fast.
Oh, it's... If you look in the back, in the front, the girls in the front are like, they look like they're 18, but they're just dressed down. But the advertisements, it's great.
It comes
they're
with
like,
its own police scanner.
They look like they're 12, dude. Like, oh, that's great.
That's kind of gross.
But they're not really, though.
It's oh, like, you said, hope you die.
It's like Noah. We know she's not 12, but she sort of looks at it and it makes her hotter.
I don't see any
when we make her dress up
butt.
And put her hair in details. She looks like she's
you are
out.
So lucky I wasn't paying attention right now.
You heard me on a subconscious level. Noah has like a little radar. Like if I even if I'm in California, I say something about her budget.
And you probably would.
Well, it depends.
At least I'm not fat.
Oh,
Jesus. Stop it.
Because I know that hurts.
Now that we're talking about your weight, I think you could lose a couple of pounds, honestly.
I'm trying.
Three finger method.
What?
No, actually, it's looking very sexy.
What is the three-finger method?
Down the gullet.
Oh, I thought it was two in the pink, one in the pink.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, too.
That doesn't help me lose weight, apart from any other good attributes that I have.
Let me say right now, if you think Noah's looking sexy today, I saw her yesterday afternoon.
Yeah, what were you doing?
Oh, my God. I was walking down.
You just saw her randomly?
No, we met up outside of her job.
Outside of Sirius? That's why she always looks sexy.
Oh, but she
Sirius.
Had like these platform flip-flop things on, and she had a nice shirt on, and
they
her hair was
sandals.
Done. But like, we were walking down the block, and every dude was looking.
Mm-hmm.
I don't
and,
think so.
Yeah, I noticed these things. Every dude was looking, and I was just walking down like, these guys all hate me. They think I'm her boyfriend. Motherfuckers.
I'm sorry, they didn't think that.
Oh,
you're
so wrong.
Joke.
But Noah, I think Noah today looks hot for the like metalhead portion of our audience.
Why? Because I look like a hillbilly with my cutoff.
Well, you've
she
got
has,
a Testament shirt.
She has a tight Testament shirt on.
See, that makes her hotter because she's wearing a Testament shirt.
And then she has, Daisy Dukes on.
They're not Daisy Dukes. They're cut off.
They look like Daisy Dukes to me. What did you say before?
I said that she's the only person who could wear a pair of Daisy Dukes and they look like capri pants.
And she got mad. This is what I don't understand.
Yeah,
you say,
no,
yeah.
because you said I was skinny. First
we say you have a big fat butt, and then you go.
You say.
Oh, that's terrible. You get sad, and then we say you're so skinny, and then you get mad at that too. What do we have to like say? You're exactly 100. That was me.
Why all of a sudden is Papa Roach playing?
Accidents.
Rob.
I know.
That's what Darren secretly listens to.
That was Rob's fault.
Rob would have never let that happen.
Rob did that from Maryland.
Cut it out.
Sorry, Rob. Listen, I've already played eight times as many good sound effects as Rob has in the whole
and
show.
And on time.
Yeah.
Not like 15 minutes later.
Let me see Rob hit an I Dream of Jeannie theme song on cue.
Yeah, right.
Hot sucker.
Ooh.
That's not the real Rob. I'm the real Rob. That's an imposter.
What?
I don't know. It just said imposter. I wanted to see what. So, yeah. Where were we? Oh, Noah's capri pants that look like Daisy Dukes.
And I'm wearing a Testament t-shirt today because I'm actually missing Testament for this.
Is that right?
Because unlike Rob, I care about
where
the live cast.
Where are they playing?
The Starland Ballroom in Jersey.
Oh, you weren't going to go
to
Jersey.
Behind it in the alley?
Yeah.
Yeah. And
they're humming their songs while bussing tables.
Who went? Who did it? Were you gonna go by yourself? Who was?
I was gonna go with my friends from Sirius and perhaps my brother.
Did they go?
I don't know. I think so.
Well, I want to get them to call in and give you a live report.
So yeah.
A live. Okay. What do I need to hear?
You can
Does
hear.
Does Testament still suck? Yes. Thank you.
All right. So why do we even need to go there?
Oh, just a confirmation on the scene.
Gets very upset about that.
Oh, poor Noah. Let's wear an overkill shirt next week.
Maybe I will.
Okay.
So every segment Noah's going to have a wardrobe change to another washed up metal band t-shirt. It's next. You probably have like 40.
Crocus.
Do you have a Vixen t-shirt you can bust out?
Wasp.
I have a Winger t-shirt.
Nice.
Wasp shirt.
Nazareth. Do you have a Nazareth shirt?
No. I only have Megadeth t-shirts, Iron Maiden, this, have a Solid Carnage t-shirt, and I don't know. But
Noah has a Cinderella overcoat. Wears that in the winter. Nobody's fool.
LA Guns, maybe?
She got
I have a
Guns
N' Roses t-shirt.
Nice.
I do, too, actually. I bought it for a Russian guy sketch once. I don't know why. There was some reason.
You bought them t-shirts? Why would you do that?
We were doing a Russian guy sketch.
What do you mean
sorry.
We?
Did I give it away? We played a Russian guy. Whoops. Yeah. And this is the Metal Injection live cast. This is like behind the scenes of all the awesome things that we do.
Yeah, I guess that's why people should listen to this, right?
Right.
I thought this was the awesome thing that we do.
And also the... Rob would be very upset.
He, I should then, kill myself.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, please.
Here, here.
But anyway, I'm trying to remember why we bought a Guns N' Roses shirt.
Because it's awesome.
I still have it. It's Appetite for Destruction. So.
You're right.
What was the, were you just telling me that that we had another Miss Toe story to tell?
Oh, yeah. Yes. Jenny has to tell.
Let me give the refresher course, because... a few weeks ago, Jenny was there and talking about how the kids in her class, she's a teacher. And what age are they again?
They're middle school.
So middle school kids like to, they have the foot fetishes in her class?
No, only one has it, and it freaked everybody else out.
Uh-huh. But there are other kids that hit on you, though, like normally.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they don't hit on me. They just, you know.
They just want to lick your toes.
They just want to, you know.
So what's the new... So you're like the reverse of someone who reads Titan magazine. Like, you like young 12-year-old boys.
I like Young Buck.
Is that a magazine?
That's what it is.
Is there a magazine, Young Buck?
Young
is
Buck.
Is it really?
I have no idea. I'm sure there's a magazine called Young Buck.
Jenny makes her debut next week on To Catch a Predator.
So what happened?
So,
is this sexual? I just want to know.
Yeah.
Okay, yes.
In the best possible way.
Titan magazine.
So I have this one eighth grader girl, and she's butchy, and you know, she doesn't tell me she's a lesbian, but she's butchy, and I know that she has a girlfriend, and I find notes all over the classroom from them because they're too dumb to rip them up and throw them out. So if I see them in the garbage, I'll just pick them out, and we'll just read them and laugh. So I know that she has a crush on me, and a couple of the girls were like, she thinks you're beautiful, miss. You're the best. And then yesterday her mother came in for a conference because she's a really bad kid. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you look exactly like your mother. And she's like, no, we're nothing alike. I'm like, you have the same exact face. You talk the same. And she looks at me dead in my face and she goes, yeah, but I like pussy.
Wait, the mother or the kid?
The kid!
You get a little threesome going.
Man, miss, you looking good.
Parent-teacher conference after dark. But, like, did you hook up with her?
Yeah, you know.
Yo, miss, you want to take me to Chuck E. Cheese's?
Mm-hmm. Whatever I have to do to make them behave.
Yo, miss. Yo, miss. I got a double-headed dildo in my desk, miss.
The teaching doesn't just stop in the classroom.
Yo, miss, why are you looking at my sister like that? I thought we had something special, miss.
Yo, miss, you ever watch the L Word, miss?
I want to have a baby with you.
I got a turkey baster in the back. Let's make babies, man.
Yo, Vince, I got an extra ticket to that Annie DeFranco concert.
Yo, Frank. K.D. Lang, miss.
Oh, yo, miss, could you tell me about the Lilith Fair?
Yo, miss, I feel Alanis Morissette is very deeply moving, miss. A lot of her songs really touch me, you know what I mean?
I'm going to record them with my new app that I downloaded.
And play them
leave it up in, I'm going to leave it like on my desk and just, you can hear.
You're so fired if you do that.
Yeah.
You know, I
why?
Hope it comes out better than your fart did.
Yeah.
Way. Your fart
whatever.
Recording wasn't
whatever.
Very good. Now, I had a pledge from you off the air. I hope this still holds up on the air that you were going to fart into the mic at some point.
If I have one on deck, I'll let it go.
On deck? That was like, I couldn't tell if your accent what you meant by that.
If I have one ready to go.
On?
Deck.
On what? One more time, please.
Stop. I'm not going to talk anymore.
On deck.
I'm not saying it. You're a dick.
This is true. The Rob keeps saying when I push the button. So, if I find it, where is it?
Darren's penis.
Faith? You meant to say a penis. But, yeah.
What does
the
eighth penis have to do with anything?
If you want, I feel like we can go out of the room and you can do it, like pull your pants down. So
but then you won't get the full effect.
It'll be better if you.
No, I don't. If you're making me fart on air, you're gonna feel the full effect of my fart.
We'll smell it.
We'll
come right back in when your pants are up. I just don't
want to be. I'm not taking my pants down.
I want to be perverted and look at it. You know, I'm trying
to be. That's the honest proposition I've ever gotten.
You offered to fart into a mic, and I'm on.
Well, if you want, we can leave the room so you can pull down your pants.
Yo, miss, I'm going to hold your pants for you while you fart.
If I was being perverted, I would say.
Do you want to bend over my knee?
You're the one telling me to drop her pants there.
With me out of the room, no. All of us.
Do you want to rub your back?
What thinking about while her pants are down there?
I'm thinking about how that's going to produce good sound quality. Flatulation.
God. Why doesn't she just leave the pants on and put the microphone in the pants?
That could work, too. I don't care. I'm not trying to get your pants off.
It's weird. That's just weird.
What if we all do it?
I think Dennis just wants to steal your pants.
Oh.
You like the velour?
Oh, yeah.
You look good against your skin.
You look like a giant joint.
Oh
that's
yes,
what
she's
I
wearing
like
all green.
With the clear paper.
How fucked up would it be if weed was like carrots? Like, if you ate too much of it, your skin, like, turned green.
Is that true?
If you eat an abundance of carrots, your skin turns a little bit orangey.
Why?
I don't know. The carotene, maybe?
Carrots are gross.
I love carrots.
Carotene?
I hate carrots.
My grandma, when I was a kid, the way she got me to eat carrots was she'd give me carrots with mayo.
Ew!
And that made it taste better.
Oh, do you know what my grandmother used to give me?
What?
Little cans of condensed milk to drink.
Yeah.
What is, like, isn't it just milk?
With sugar. Mm-hmm. Like
carrot.
Pounds of sugar.
Was it like in sugar or something?
No, it's you cook with it, and it's very, very thick.
I don't think I've ever had condensed milk.
You've had an infusion, well, because people don't. You eat it.
Yeah.
It's like
it's
eating cornstarch here. Have a spoonful.
I've had that. Delicious.
It's a weird diet you were on.
The cod liver oil.
Yes.
I have a weird diet. She just ate fucking cheese fries with bacon. Hey, you want to
bacon ranch?
It's normal to me.
She goes to Outback and gets like 950 pounds of fries with bacon. It's still sitting there staring at us.
If any listeners want to call in and make reservations to come in and have some of the cheese fries.
That's right. We didn't give the number.
Time to go around.
What is it? Oh, yeah.
It's Josh Groban.
We just say it every week. Why do I forget? 646.
Smoke too much weed.
Yeah, from contact highs in this fucking room. 646-929-1357. Call us up and... Third caller gets half of the cheese fries that are left on the table.
If you're willing to come here.
Yes.
Yeah, we're not flying you in for cheese fries. Sorry.
Darren's not going to get contact high this week because of my Vapo pipe.
I honestly don't have any desire to get high anymore. I smoked weed for probably, let's see, since I was 14 until about 3 years ago.
No, but it's very noticeable when you get contact high from me blowing smoke in your face.
Do I appear high, like really high?
So you get a little bit more giggly, a little bit more relaxed.
Uptight, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you don't mind the fat joke so much anymore. It's okay.
I never really mind that. You know, honestly, when Noah called me fat about 7 times earlier this
wow.
year, I didn't. I know I'm fat.
And
that
one time, I knew she was thinking about it, but didn't want to say it.
That's all right.
Like right now, you jerk.
Well, we know that Noah's a cunt. It's part of her. It's her on-air shtick. She's very nice off the air, but she's just really cunty on the air. It's like her thing. So that's why I don't get it.
How am I cunty? I'm so not cunty.
Off the air, I agree. You try to be mean to people on the air. That's your thing, so I don't get into it. Bitch.
I'm not mean. I'm sarcastic.
He won't stoop to your level.
Noah's penis.
Oh,
that's
see?
Right.
I got Rob on my side.
Well, what about my penis?
Yeah, I don't know that that's necessarily on your side.
No, he meant to say Noah's a penis. He was...
Now you're putting words in his mouth.
Well, listen, better than the other word in that sentence going in your mouth.
Well.
So were we done with the lesbian action at your school?
Yeah, that was it. I didn't think it was a good story, but...
I think that's
pretty good. We ain't done. We only started. Take off your shoes, miss.
You missed.
No.
You missed. I like that. I like that body miss. I like women's.
You miss, take your pants off. I'll leave the room, I promise. Purely scientific miss.
So, Rob's calling in later on, is that correct?
Maybe.
Yeah, if he knows how to use a phone.
He's awake.
Why don't we get him on the phone? Is the show going
on? You want us to call him now?
Oh, they say we should take a music break and arrange that.
All right.
We have music to break with?
Yes, we do.
What kind of music do we have?
I don't know, Rob?
We have...
I hate music breaks.
We have the music that I chose because nobody else bothered to bring in music.
Oh, good!
I knew Rob would agree.
Everybody, if you have to go to the bathroom, this will be the time to do it.
So what is... Oh, cute. Yeah, well, no, let's just say, in all fairness, Noah has very eclectic taste in music.
Let's just say, this is what I have to say about Noah's taste in music. She's a really nice, good-looking girl.
Noah likes anything that was either A, made before 1990, or B, made in Finland or Sweden.
And, like ABBA?
Yeah. And the intersect of
Roxette?
Those two things. And nothing else.
Roxette. Big Roxette.
I forgot Norway.
Norway, sorry. Scandinavia, let's just say.
Okay.
Do you like Bjork?
Hammerfall?
I'm indifferent.
Okay. I like
good.
Bjork.
Yeah,
I'd Bjork that bitch.
Have you ever seen the movie Dancer in the Dark that she's in?
Oh, that's so depressing.
That's the one of the most soul-crushing movies ever. It's so good.
Ew,
it's about a blind...
It's so tragic. Oh, my God.
It's this girl that's a dancer that's slowly going blind throughout the whole movie and just losing her will to live.
Very tragic.
That's it.
And she's got a son who's probably going to go blind, too. She's trying to get money for a surgery to prevent him from going blind.
Mm-hmm.
And it ends up at the end that she has to choose between getting that money for the surgery and being hung for murder or being acquitted of the murder and her son going blind. And she chooses to be hung for murder.
She should have had a real job instead of being a dancer.
Well, no, she did have. She worked in a factory. But that wasn't really...
You don't have McDonald's over there? What the fuck?
Not at that point. I think that took place like probably in the 70s or something, right?
Fucking dumb Bjork.
It is so... So crazy.
And that's the only movie she's ever, like, done, right? She's,
as far as I know.
So she just chose to do a really depressing piece of shit movie.
It wasn't a piece of shit at all. It was quite good.
I wanted to kill myself. I wanted to be hung for murder.
But not because it was bad, because it was just depressing.
I don't like depressing movies.
I like that. If it could get that kind of a reaction out of you, I think that's pretty good.
Said I Am Me the other day. You see this movie? Oh, my God, it's great, but it's the most depressing, life, soul-crushing thing,
yeah.
You know.
Schenectady, New York by Charlie Kaufman.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
I mean...
I like that. I want to get some kind of emotion out of a movie,
it
is.
I'm not saying that it's not a good piece of filmmaking, but I have limited amounts of two-hour blocks to give up out of my life. I don't want to be like,
want to crawl into a grave
when I'm done.
I'm such a callous.
Unless there are zombies inside.
That's what happens when you read Tight Magazine.
I don't read it. That's not what it's there for.
He just looks at the
picture. Are there words in Tight Magazine?
Yeah, that's where we got our first...
Tight,
We got our first Mad Libs from them.
Yeah.
All right. Slipped. Music break. We're getting off into a realm of frightening topics now. So.
But that's the best part.
Do we have bumpers this week without Rob? Okay, then I'm going to throw it over to our board op. Listen to the Metal Injection Livecast. We'll be right back.
This is Chuck Flandington. Hello, all you pimps and pimpettes. It's time to put the sizzle in your nizzle with the Metal Injection Livecast. Word up. What the fuck did I just say?
Thank you. Thank you.
Landington. Hey man, got any reefer? Nope. Okay, how about some crack cocaine? None of that either. What about glue? Do you have any glue? God damn. Then I guess I'll have to settle for the metal injection live cast. Here it is.
Alright, we're back. And we're about to have Rob on the line. Bob, you there?
Hello?
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 How are you?
I am good. I am intoxicated at the Maryland Death Fest. How are you?
You're a Mary in Maryland.
You sound like you're at a
Mary in Maryland.
How's the show?
It's pretty fantastic. Asphyx is currently raping my anus. It's nice.
Yeah, but how's the show?
Oh, the show's alright too. How has the show been without me? Has it been a complete train wreck?
Oh, yeah, it's been horrible. Yeah,
we've had nothing to talk about.
We actually just had 45 minutes of dead air until you called in. We were just
I assumed as much.
No, actually, we didn't even, we forgot you were you were on the show. So,
yeah.
In fact, Rob, I didn't know how to bring this up. Since you mentioned it, we don't want you coming back.
What?
Oh, the connection's breaking up.
Yeah, what's going on here? I've been for 5 minutes and this is what happened?
Yeah. Here, check this
over
out.
It.
Yeah, see? Actually, the bland announcer, Rob, has been a lot more entertaining.
Wait a minute, who just said over it? That's my line.
Over it.
Wait a minute, I didn't say that. What's going on here?
We figured out that
over it.
We figured out that having an automated Rob is a lot better than having a real Rob.
Way more useful.
I think automated Rob has something to say.
That's not the real Rob. I'm the real Rob.
See?
That's an imposter.
No, that's the imposter. This is the real Rob. Let's go. I'm so confused right now.
I feel like I'm in an action movie with two twins that are, I have to shoot one or the other. I don't know which
double
one.
Impact.
This is like Metal Injection Double Impact.
Whoa.
I feel like JCVD could really relate to me right now.
Let's see. How can we tell? What's something only Rob would know?
What's the Ultimate Warrior's real name?
What was the question?
What's the Ultimate Warrior's real name?
No, Sid didn't eat my asshole.
Is that true, Sid?
Wait, I didn't say that at all. Where are you getting these sound bites?
Hold on, wait. Let's see. What is Ghost Warrior's name?
No, it's Kratos.
Whoa!
I think that's right. Ultimate Warrior's real name is Ghost Warrior.
No, Ultimate Warrior's real name is Warrior.
Technically. Judges?
Incorrect.
Oh. I just want to let you know I'm in like a corner of the sonar. People
yeah.
Must think I'm like a crackhead about to do crack.
What's going on there?
Which is just too far
like,
from
what,
the truth.
What bands have you seen?
Well, we got here kind of late. It's really like a 3.5 hour commute, and it turned into like a 6-7 hour commute. But
why?
The funniest thing was traffic, like Memorial Day traffic. But
you're gonna have so much fun driving back up on Sunday.
Oh, it's gonna be intense.
Tell the truth. You stopped at IHOP for 8 hours.
Oh yeah.
Look,
yeah. Well, you know, we stopped at Bob's Big Boy for the all you can eat, and I really ate all I could.
Nice.
I've gained
back.
Like 30 pounds so far. No, but funny story, this guy came up to me like 20 minutes after we got here, and he's like, Metal Injection, dude! Yeah! And I was like, awesome. And he's like, dude, I loved your interview with Seth Putnam of Anal Cunt. And I'm like, that never happened. And he's like, no, wasn't that you with the mask? And he was saying all that funny stuff, and I'm like, no, it sounds like a great interview, but it wasn't me.
When someone says you did a great interview and you had a mask on, you say thank you.
Yeah, that's it.
I know. Maybe they just confused
sir.
The mask for my boot face.
Yeah, you say, actually, sir, it's my boot face.
No. So is it just you three guys in the studio?
And Jenny.
I'm
hey, Jenny.
Jenny's using,
hi, Rob.
Using your mic.
Why does your mic smell like vomit?
long story. Hey, Jenny.
Yeah.
Jenny, can I smell your feet over the phone? Could you put your feet to the phone so I could smell them?
Yeah. Take a big, deep breath.
Actually, it's funny you say that because we're thinking of having her fart into the mic later.
Yeah, Darren wanted her to take her pants off.
I just thought it would be better sound quality.
Yeah.
I offered to go out of the room. What are you talking about?
It's still magnanimous of you.
Whatever.
Oh, whoa, Jenny. I smell that over here in Maryland.
What's wrong?
Yeah, I'm saying, just wait. You gotta wait till you point it at the mic.
She would melt the microphone if the pants were
I'm trying to get rid of the vomit smell.
Yeah, I guess anything's better than that.
It is pretty much, yeah. So, Rob,
here's another thing I learned at Death Fest. We all need denim jackets with the sleeves cut off and a lot of patches, because that's the fashion trend.
Is that normally who goes to Death Fest, like the other ones you've been to?
What's that?
Is that normally who goes to Death Fest, like the other ones?
This is like a much more, like, niche community. Like, there's, like, very obscure band shirts. Like, the only, like, mainstream band that's allowed in terms of shirts is, like, Slayer. Like, nothing above that.
No Testament shirt? That's what Noah's wearing today.
No Testament shirts. There's a guy that has just walked by with a tooth grinder shirt. Lots of car shirts.
Any Elven King?
No, there was an LVT shirt. But here's another thing about Maryland. There's a lot... I tweeted about this earlier. There's a lot of hot, hot ladies. And then if you're not a hot lady, you're most likely a maybe. In that, if I was pretty drunk, which I am right now, it'd be ideal, you know?
So have you gotten to bang any of these maybes?
No, but if there are any ladies at the Death Fest listening right now, I'm available.
Yeah, they're at the Death Fest and they're on their iPhone app listening to the Metal Injection Live.
I mean, I am. So why wouldn't they be?
I guess that's true.
Touche. So did you interview anybody?
No, we just got it. We got here like really late. We got here like 7. We might do some stuff tomorrow. I don't know. There might be live footage being posted to the site throughout the weekend, but I can't confirm or deny that.
It'll probably just be mostly footage of you drinking beer.
There's going to be a lot of that, because that's what's going on. And, you know, beer prices are pretty nice here. It's only like $4 a beer, which is, compared to New York prices, where it's like 8. It's nice.
Are you post footage of that anal cunt interview you did? I heard
we'll be putting up that anal cunt interview that I never did very shortly.
Could you do one? Maybe drop in the hint.
Could I mean, you know, I probably should at this point, right?
Yeah.
I think first we have to find out who really did it and get their YouTube video and alter it.
Yeah, just edit it.
Just put a picture of a boot over the head.
You know where I am now? I'm now in the handicap stall in the bathroom. It's the quietest place in the whole venue.
Really? What are you seeing in
there?
Yeah.
Balls.
But what if Alex Stoner can see his bathroom?
I think I see Alex Stoner in the toilet.
No, that's just his career.
Is he performing in there tonight?
Yeah, with his trio. Whoa, there's a tampon in here. What's a tampon doing in the men's room?
It's Alex Skolnick's fan.
You know what's hilarious? There are some flyers here in the handicap stall. One of the flyers are for Taking Back Sunday. They're playing Sunday, June 21st.
Why is that hilarious?
I guess.
Yeah.
Well, it's like, listen, fake Rob. Stop using my lines, all right? It's pissing me off.
He uses them.
Cut it out.
You cut it out, Rob.
Who are you calling, boy?
What?
I think he's calling you racist.
It's so crazy.
Rob, are you going to fight?
Dude, I can't fight with myself. I'm just... That guy is too funny.
Oh, good.
That's why he's in the bathroom right now. He's beating himself off as we speak.
I'm beating myself off to my own voice. You know, I gotta say,
balls.
I gotta say, this works out really great. I don't even have to do the show anymore.
Yeah,
I don't have to see your ugly mug. Oh, somebody just flushed. Hold on. All right.
Can you flush just to fit actually in the bathroom?
So what did I miss in the first 45 minutes? What happened? Give me a recap.
Rob, stop laughing. What did we talk about? We talked about Noah's attire and how hot she looked and that Sid met up with her yesterday, and they went somewhere, and people were mistaking Sid for her boyfriend.
In Sid's mind.
Yeah, I've just assumed.
I think it makes sense because, you know, you were just saying during the break that, like, when a girl is walking with a doofy-looking guy, I'm not saying you're doofy.
No, I am.
Your words.
I am.
But, you know, they always say, why is she?
Yeah.
You know.
Whatever.
Jenny had a lesbian encounter at her school.
Yeah.
One of her.
Whoa, did that happen to one of her students?
Yeah, that was the Metal Injection Lesbo After Dark episode. what else? What was the other thing?
And then at some point I called in, right? And then we talked about how I never conducted an anal cunt interview.
Yeah, but let's not even bring that up. That's a pretty weak part of the show.
Over it. That sucked.
Wait, what sucked? Me calling in sucked? Is that what you're saying, Rob?
I think audio Rob is way funnier than
I
real
like
Rob.
That.
I'm Mary in Maryland.
I'm so confused as to whether I'm really saying that or that's just a soundbite. I can't tell at this point.
So did you flush the toilet?
What was that?
Flush the toilet so we believe that you're actually in the bathroom.
Are you
actually
using the bathroom? You should.
Do you want me to use it? I'll give you a live play-by-play of me taking a piss. I'm unzipping my shorts.
Flush.
I'm whipping out my giant 10-inch penis. And I'm pissing. Let's see if you guys can hear this.
Don't drop the phone.
I hope he does.
I already regret doing this.
Did you hear it?
Not really.
I'm totally hanging out there right now. Is he peeing?
Whoa.
Whoa. All right, I'm going to flush. Are you ready?
Oh, good.
Wow. Mega flush. This is like revolutionary podcasting. Who's ever done that before? Answer, nobody.
That sucked.
So critical of yourself.
I know. Is he still there? What, did we lose Rob?
Hello? I'm still here.
Oh, you're there? Okay.
We wish you weren't.
Yeah, bland announcer Rob said that sucked. I don't know. I don't agree, but.
Bland announcer Rob?
That's the real Rob. I'm the real Rob.
I'm the real Rob.
Listen, I don't know how to resolve this issue. I think both of you.
I think me and bland announcer Rob, we have to have a fight.
A duel.
Oh, you said. Hope you die.
I think I have a way to. I think the probably the one that's funny is not Rob, right? So there you go. So the one on the phone is Rob.
I'm probably doing crack right now in Maryland.
That's actually true. I was just talking about that, wasn't I?
Was it?
That sucks.
Oh, here's my crap. All right, Rob.
Hold on, it's really loud. Really loud.
Hello, is Ulrich in there? All right.
Wait, what? Oh, Access just ended, so I could talk to you guys outside.
I went on about 15 minutes.
I like that one.
Over it.
See how the momentum of the completely gripes like Rob calls in?
Yeah.
Over it! Well.
Aw, I miss Rob.
Really?
Yeah.
Over it!
Yeah.
Say it sexily.
Over it!
Okay.
That's like what he says to himself to climax when he's alone in his room.
So I promise.
Dialogue.
I'm sorry. What are you saying? I promised Jenny to play her a song. We couldn't play during the music break because it's not metal.
It's Jenny's anthem.
And our fans would have nothing to do with it. But We can play whatever we want during the show.
This goes out from Jenny to all her students.
You want to Casey Kasem it a little bit? Go ahead, DJ voice.
This goes out to Jenny from all her for all. I'm not a good DJ, no.
I don't want to dedicate anything to my students.
Well, they're all from Africa, so it makes sense.
Okay, you're right.
Noah, talk it up. Talk it up, Noah.
Yo, Miss, I want to give a shout out to my teacher. She got a nice looking pussy. I look at it all the time. That's dirty, Noah.
We got a lip from a little boy in New York City. And here's what he wrote. Dear Casey, I'm stepping on music. Alright, Jenny's dancing. Oh yeah, shake that velour.
She's bouncing.
No, she's really not. That's a very good sport.
She's doing like a grandma dance right now.
She's shaking her booty in her chair.
Yeah.
She doesn't know one word of this song.
Yes, she does. Go ahead, sing it.
She's gonna.
I wish we had the words.
It's right here on the screen.
Let me see.
The karaoke. Come here. Melody.
Don't break our set.
Theater. It's 1980s injection. Go, sing.
It's gonna take a lot to draw me away from you.
Nice.
There's nothing
we have no more listeners.
Oh, whatever do. I've left the rain down in Africa.
Over it.
No words in this part, thank God. Jesus Christ. Who dragged the moose in here?
I'm over it.
I can't see it.
I think it's a kind of a good thing that you can't see it. What do these fucking words even mean? This is the most retarded song.
I only hear the words, and I don't understand what she's saying.
Do we have a train wreck sound anywhere?
I think we're hearing it.
Or a gunshot. Do you have any gunshots? That would work as well.
That's my eardrums exploding.
I think it's rude what you're doing right now. I can't scream.
No words.
That sucked.
Okay, instrumental break.
I have never ever done karaoke in all of my life.
And there's good reason for that. Now we know why.
Rob, hello.
I should kill myself.
I'll bless the rain down in Africa.
Cut it out.
I'll bless the rain down in Africa. I'll bless the rain.
You better seen and not heard.
Well, thanks for watching me.
No, that's not lyrics. Jesus Christ, help me.
The words to the great song sung by Toto.
Oh, I need a break. Oh, music, something. Oh. Please.
I need a sorbet.
Call us 6 foot if your eardrums still work. Call us 646-929-1357. We're gonna go take a music break and heal ourselves and try to get our ears working again.
I'm out of breath.
This is Chuck Flandington, reminding you, mamas, lock up your big booty bitches, because Darren will put a baby in every last one of them. But first, the Metal Injection Live Cast. Landington. You're listening to the show that told you your mother was dying of cancer. What? We didn't tell you that yet. Oops. It's the Metal Injection Live Cast.
We're back.
Wow. I totally just had a Rob moment.
What'd you do? Tell everyone.
I stopped paying attention, and it played the next song when we were going to come back.
Mm-hmm.
Like, where's
Alan?
When we need him. Jenny, you said you had something you wanted to tell me.
Wait. I'm putting my headphones in.
You're really fucking high. You're so
you
high.
Think?
Yeah, a little bit. What was in
there? I think it was really mean that you wouldn't let me see all the words.
I have to do my sound effects.
You were purposefully trying to block the words.
First of all, you could just sing babble to that song, and it would make more sense than the actual words.
Yeah.
It's a touching song.
It's touching something.
If you're from Africa.
This song's, I don't know. Let me read the lyrics, just so we know, what we're talking about.
Why? I just sung them.
Hold on. No, I'm not playing.
No, don't do that again.
But, you sung them, but, my point is that you could really sing any lyrics to that, and it would just be the same song. It's just nonsense lyrics. All right, I got it. Hold on. What the fuck is this? Are you all right?
I know that I
must do what's right. Sure as Kilimanjaro rises... Like Olympus above the Serengeti. He's just reading from a fucking atlas.
Yeah.
I know.
So she likes those terms.
I hear the rain down in Alaska.
No, that's not the word.
It doesn't matter. That's my whole point.
Yeah, it doesn't even rain in Africa. You just know that. It doesn't rain in Africa.
Yes, it's on.
No.
In the desert, it doesn't.
It rains lava.
He's just reading from a fucking geography book.
It rains malaria.
He's felt the rains there. That's not true.
You should teach your class with this song.
Yes.
Quadratic equation. So where's... I'm sorry, I need a break. Music break.
Just had a break.
Music break. Overhead.
Wait, do the really high one. I like that one.
Do what?
Over it.
Oh,
overhead.
You should try to harmonize.
Now I feel really free to just sing at any point.
Do it.
What have we done?
We've created a monster.
I love it because, you know why? I've been holding it in my whole life because I know that I don't have a traditionally good voice.
No. Who told you
all
that?
All of a sudden, Jenny's going to quit her job and go audition for American Idol.
But I'd love to do it.
Well,
the beast is out.
I would love for you to sing for the entire show. But we actually have a couple of news stories that we wanted to talk about.
This one's pretty fantastic.
You want to talk about this one? This is hilarious. Yeah, please.
Right.
Well, you can just comment. I don't have to read it word for word.
Well, I mean, the basic premise is last week in Bakersfield, California, a man who was high on PCP, which is the good stuff, if you know anything, took his 4-year-old son and ate his eyes out. Bit his eye out of his skull and ate it.
Well, let me say what I think the funniest thing about this is that Sid was eyeing me before. He goes, I don't believe this story, really. And I said, why not? Because the kid says, my daddy ate, it says in the story, the kid goes to the police, my daddy ate my eyes out.
No, and it just says, my
daddy ate my eyes. Right. So I said, well, why don't you believe that? He says, because if his eyes are gone, then how does he know what his dad did with them later?
Yeah. Fucking conspiracy.
I'm picturing Sid in
the
fucking...
Maybe he saw him eat one eye, and then he just assumed that the other eye went the same way.
Well,
yeah.
How do you respond to that?
When we assume things like that, not guilty.
Maybe his dad was using a fork, and he saw the fork before it went into his eye.
I'm glad Sid's not a fucking cop, because he'd be in the interrogation room with the kid with one fucking eyeball hanging out of his
side. Maybe he was... He just didn't have eyes, and remember, like Sandy Duncan had that fake eye, but they could not—they couldn't afford those, so they just put the jelly ones in there for him, just so he could look semi-normal.
You're saying he
was like fucking on PCP, and he was like, I mean, those jelly eyes.
You're saying he had Skittles for eyes. This is your
jelly
answer.
Beans.
Jelly eyes. You know, like during Halloween, they have like those jellies that are shaped like eyeballs.
I just feel that I think that the guy just went up to his kid and ate his fucking eyeball out of his head. He didn't remove the eyeball first.
Darren, why don't you read to us what the police charged this man with?
Prosecutors have charged Angelo Vidal. Oh, there's a surprise. I'm a Mexican. No. Angelo Vidal Mendoza Sr., 34, with mayhem, torture, and child cruelty.
You could be charged with mayhem.
Who knew? It must be some kind of arcane law.
I think it's just because they're touring right now.
I heard on Rush Limbaugh that Mexicans always eat their children's eyeballs.
Yes.
It's a big problem.
It's a sacrifice to the god Quetzalcoatl.
But when I read this shit, this is when I feel like I always, even Rob says this, and I just kind of, like, I roll my eyes. No pun intended.
Because you can roll your eyes.
You are lucky to have
I'm
them.
I'm grateful that I have eyes that I can roll. But, no, like, people are always saying, you know, they should just fucking legalize every drug, you know, legalize everything. People
Hell, yeah.
No, just marijuana.
But, no, but you know people do that. Like, make everything legal if you want to misuse it. But there's some fucking evil shit. Like, PCP, there's no reason anyone needs to be doing fucking PCP. It's like, just, why don't you just might as well.
What if this kid just had really delicious eyes?
if that guy was not on PCP, we would have nothing to talk about right now.
Yes.
Listen, we can go back to Toto.
There's even more, though. There's more to the story that we have not touched on yet.
Go ahead. What is this? Police located the wheelchair-bound Mendoza. He's in a wheelchair.
Keep reading.
At a nearby house. Where he had severely injured his own leg, witnesses said, by chopping at it with an axe.
Wow.
I guess he felt guilty. So he's like, I'm going to chop my leg, and then he probably wanted to eat it, too.
He was fucking schizophrenic.
But what the fuck happens to you when you do PCP? Like, what does anyone, I'm like a newbie when it comes to drugs. Like, I've done...
You have hallucinations.
Thing. But, like, what, how does PCP work, first of all?
I don't, honestly, I know nothing about drugs. I know everything about marijuana, but I honestly have no idea about any other drugs because
like,
I don't know.
I can't even imagine, like, anything that would lead me to chop my own leg with an axe. I don't know, I just can't, like, I can't even put myself in that situation.
How
what
about
a lumberjack? And you're practicing.
How about we'll do some experiments and you take PCP?
I am not touching that shit.
That's not even the thing that I don't get is that once you chop off your leg because of some issue or whatever, if you're taking on drugs, why the fuck would you, like, take it again?
Well, first of all,
we don't know that he's taking it again.
Well, he just said
no. That was when they caught him after the fact. He was chopping at his leg.
That's what he was doing.
The eyes and
then started chopping.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought he was in the wheelchair because he chopped off his leg.
No, I guess maybe he was chopping off his leg. He's like, they don't work anyway. What the fuck?
You think that's how fast he got into a fucking wheelchair? Like,
and I was like, dude, this guy really wanted to eat this kid's eye out if he was in a wheelchair and got his hands on him.
I don't know. I just this is what happens when you write. What? What? What are you pointing at?
I didn't hear what you said. I was pointing to my ear to indicate that.
I just eyeballs. Eyeballs freak me out. I don't like anything. I don't like contact lenses when I see someone taking a contact lens out. Sid.
Sure, that was me.
I couldn't wrestle out a fart for you, so I thought I'd give you that one.
Wrestle out? You want to wrestle one out? What exactly does that consist of? Oh, my God.
Keep pumping, Jenny, because there's still another 26 minutes for the show for you to fart.
It's a fucking train wreck, I swear to God.
Sorry. Okay. Put on Toto again.
What was...
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's not happening.
Yeah, let's just speak of that in past tense.
Didn't you say you had something else you wanted to bring up?
Me?
Sid, yeah.
What did I want to bring up?
I forgot.
What happened to our bland Rob?
What? He's in the bathroom.
Oh.
I felt like, what?
We wanted to talk about, I heard a rumor that JCVD was thinking of calling in today. I don't know if that's, it's getting a little bit late in the show.
Well, but over there it's like 4 a.m., so he's probably just waking up.
The coffee's just hitting him now.
So,
fucking latte.
Well, we'll see. We'll see if we have a chance to get him on the line.
Whoa!
What, Rob?
Oh, great!
Oh, he's calling.
See, he instinctively knows because JCVD actually was calling in to take Rob's job.
Sheila!
Wow!
Sheila, I'm alive.
Is this JCVD?
This is JCRP. It is a combination of JCVD and Robert Pasquale.
We had word that you were calling in to take Rob's job.
Yes, that Rob. He's no good. He thinks he is so funny because he is tall, but that is not a joke. The joke is him.
So, what are you going to do?
So what did I miss in the first 90 minutes?
You sound like Carlos Mencia.
Keep going.
Wait. I have a good one. Overeat. Overeat.
JCVD, have you been to Mexico recently? Is that...
It's JCRP. Thank you very much.
JCVD, you sound like a Mexican Dracula.
It's like white people do this, but Mexican Dracula do this.
I want to pick your letter. I don't drink blood, I drink salsa.
I drink the blood of the chupacabra.
I'm the real Rob. That's an imposter.
Yes,
Rob! I'm over it.
So, I think we're going to get the real JCVD on the phone.
Yo, Rob, what's up?
The show is winding down. Not just your show, but the Maryland Death Fest.
Yeah. Anything interesting happen?
Lots of people standing around, lots of beers, lots of ladies.
Are you going to do any social activities after you leave the show, or are you going straight to bed?
I'm clearly not doing any social activity since I'm on the phone with you guys.
Are you surrounded by a lot of people right now?
No, I'm like kind of in the backstage area.
But are there a lot of people?
Yeah, there's a good amount of people. Why? Does it sound loud?
If we asked you to like scream out random phrases, would you do it?
Sure.
I guess.
Let's think of some fucked up phrases to get Rob to scream out.
I really like the Backstreet Boys.
Mm-hmm. Do it.
Scream that out.
All right. I really like the Backstreet Boys! Oh. Some girl turned around.
Free hand jobs.
Free hand jobs! Oh, some guys turned around.
All right. Hello, doctor. The rash isn't clearing up.
Wait, say it again?
Yeah, I got one. Now, go ahead. What do you mean the rash is contagious?
What do you mean the rash is contagious? Oh, now this foreign guy looks at me. It's weird.
Oh, good.
Is there
Hello.
A foreign guy? Is it Jean-Claude Van Damme?
Okay. I think I have to go because somebody said hello to me and I need to talk to him because I'm a schmoozer.
Fuck that guy.
Finger of cattle. Okay, he went to the bathroom. We're clear. We're clear. You want to talk to Frank? You guys want to talk to Frank?
Yeah, put Frank on.
Who's this?
Dude. No.
Hello?
Hey, Frank, what's up?
Hello?
Our main question we want to ask you is, how the hell do you spend 8 hours at Rob and not film?
It takes a lot of alcohol, actually, but...
And you know how stupid we are? We have, like, a simulated Rob here. Even though he's not here, we're not enjoying this. We're just, like, playing Rob. Have you heard that?
I'm sorry, dude. I could barely make out what you're saying. It's kind of sort of loud over here.
Yeah, we can hardly hear you either.
Oh, okay.
Well, I have only one headphone on.
How's the show going?
It's pretty much a train wreck, but it's an entertaining
Is it? Do you guys have like 8 million more people listening to the show that now that Rob's not on the show?
I assume so.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
That's awesome.
Whoa.
You should try to make up every kind of reason for him to leave the show. Every week?
I can hear you!
The number one reason is that, you know, Rob's fake computer-generated voice is a lot funnier than Rob is.
you actually have, like...
Things Hitler did.
What was that computer-generated, Rob? What'd you say?
But what about all the good things Hitler did?
He sparks commentary, you know, debate...
Karaoke singing.
Look, we even have them trained. Sid, how do you feel about Cynic?
I think they're terrible. They're pretty awful.
You can't talk about Cynic like that.
See?
He's ready.
He's right on point with that.
So awesome.
Right on.
Come on, guys.
Frank right now is in a Rob sandwich. He's standing with him and hearing him separately on the phone.
Yeah, this is like way too surreal for me. I don't know if I can handle this.
Frank, which is more annoying, the fake Rob or the real Rob?
Oh, man, that's a hard question. I'm picking the real Rob because I can smell him.
We have a winner.
Yeah, fake Rob doesn't have man boobs.
Yeah, yeah.
So, all right, are you getting any good interviews or what?
We actually haven't done any interviews today. We've just been drinking and hanging at the show so far.
That's cool. What's the food like there?
Actually, this year, above any other year we've been here, it's actually been pretty nice. They like, blocked off the outdoor area, so they have, like, food courts and whatnot. So they actually, like, make food themselves. Where, like, in past years, we'd have to walk, like, 10, 15 blocks to go get food. But they have, like, pizza.
Is that Rob in the background counting?
I'm sorry?
Is that Rob in the background counting?
No, there's plenty. We're kind of like in the backstage area right now, so there's like a lot of people around. A lot of bands around here.
What? So you don't have access to like the band food, right?
Up to the band what?
The band's food, like the band's.
No. I'm pretty sure we're all sharing the same food though. Not like, you know, like the same dish, but it's the same food.
Because when we went to Sounds of the Underground, like we kept like Rob had a pass for food. And the rest of us didn't, so we all kept running back. Like, Rob had to go in and serve us food. Yeah, bring it out.
Yeah, no. I don't see anything like that here. It's mostly like a pizza stand.
But do you have passes or you just got tickets?
No, we have like, they're wristbands. I'm not really sure what they do, but apparently we're backstage, so I guess they do something.
Oh. Okay, is it a nice setup, like a nice stage and everything?
Well, this is the first year they have two stages. There's an outdoor and an indoor. And it's usually just an indoor stage. This year, the outdoor stage is actually pretty killer. It sounds really good, and there's air out here. You can do whatever you want, so it's pretty cool.
What's the breakdown of, like, who gets to be on the big stage?
It's kind of a clusterfuck at this point because, like, they keep shifting, time slots and whatnot. Marduk, they didn't show up for a second day in a row, so it's kind of like a big, you know, buzz or whatever, like what's going on with the tour and shit. Because last night they didn't show up, and this night they didn't show up, so I don't know.
Did they call someone?
Well, I don't know. From what I heard, they're having a little bit of a trouble, like securing some passes to get into the country or whatever. So.
Yeah, that's bad news for Elvin King.
Oh, no.
Maybe clamping down the Department of Justice and all these foreign cocksucking bastards.
Yeah. I mean, you know, like, they come in, they look like terrorists, but you know how it goes.
It's bad because Noah likes a lot of Iraqi bands, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, maybe they should have left their turban at home. I don't know.
Noah's into that Saudi Arabian metal scene.
Just any band that Rob's dad has been in.
Totally.
You should get a hold of this, though. It's pretty funny because Rob's actually wearing a Biggie shirt right now.
Why don't you get a picture of that and send it to us? So you can
I totally will. He's like the least metal-looking dude here because everybody's pretty grim and necro at this point.
Is there a lot of corpse paint on there?
Believe it or not, there's some people dressed like Slipknot here, so...
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, there's like one or two people...
Are they playing?
No, not at all.
I was going to say, what are they doing in metal?
I don't know. Somehow, I guess kids translated black metal into being like Slipknot fans. Who the hell knows?
Someone lost something in the translation,
yeah.
Clearly. All right, Frank. Thanks for calling. All
right, man. Yeah.
Tell
have a good show. I'll see you guys later.
All right, man. Send that picture. I want to see what Bob looks like. Will
do.
All right. Thanks, man.
Peace.
Bob's...
Yeah.
That's where my Oasis shirt went.
And Rob's corpse paint.
Come on, guys.
Unicorpse paint.
A unibrow.
I love it.
Rob walked on my joke.
Sorry.
Stepped on my joke.
Yeah.
I know.
So,
are there any others we haven't played yet?
Let's see. I'm just going to go down all of them. Well, we totally missed the window for this one.
I'm not even here. Welcome to the live cast, everybody. This is just an audio recording. Fuck these other guys.
Yeah, that's a good thing we didn't play that.
Yeah, that was annoying.
Let's rewind.
Let's
go back.
See. Here's one we didn't play.
Yes, I did suck Darren off. Darren. Back to you, Darren.
Play that one.
I did? Oh, okay. Let's see what else we got.
Come on, guys.
That to me is totally Rob there.
Yeah.
Nailed it. Here's one we didn't play.
Evolution is a myth.
Creationist Rob.
Yeah.
No, I greatly disagree with that.
Oh, all right. You're... Intelligent design, Rob? Is that better?
I guess.
So we're winding down the show now. And we need to recap everything we discussed about
Why? People could just listen from the beginning.
I'm trying to kill time.
We can talk about what I did this week, but nobody ever asked.
Noah, what'd you do this week?
Oh.
Wait, all right. Screech. Hold on.
No, my butt hurts because I was exercising, but that's not what
you
I was going to
share. You mean your butt cheeks hurt, not your inside ass, right?
A little massage?
Not my rectal area, no.
If you take off your pants, I'm sure Darren will give you a massage.
You'll leave the room now.
I don't know why, but I get so turned on when no one talks about her rectum. It's just so weird.
I wonder what
rectum.
It looks like.
Ew. Like a flower.
Rectum. I nearly killed him.
Is it hairy? You wax your asshole?
And no. I'm not answering
you.
Do
you think it falls out a little bit?
That's a yes.
Do you think Noah has a waxed asshole?
I think Noah's not a real blonde, and what she does is she squats down on a cup of bleach.
Ew! That would burn. That would burn
pay
so
for that
badly.
Jerry probably knows what Noah does with
your pussy lips would, like, shrivel up.
Yeah. It would look like prunes.
It's cheaper than going to the salon or whatever.
Yeah,
that's
true. So really.
I do not bleach.
Metal Injection Live Test.
Go ahead, sorry. What were you saying?
Tell us about your butthole hair situation. Come on.
No, that was my story.
Darren,
my story.
Let me see both your hands.
Yeah, the other one was underneath the table. We didn't like that.
He's holding little Darren.
Not that little.
So
what was wrong with
you? I found myself and Marina. We were in the village, and we went into a sex shop.
Mm-hmm.
Which one?
Toys
and Babeland?
No. It was a small one. It was a mom-and-pop sex shop.
That's probably sick.
Was it your mom-and-pop?
Yeah, it was my mom and dad's sex shop.
Yeah.
And we were looking at penises.
Mm-hmm.
And there was, like, this one contraption that was a strap-on for dudes, but it, like, pushes their penis down for, like, double penetration. So there's a fake penis, and then there's a real penis.
Mm-hmm.
And
what the thumb is for?
Why would it have to push the penis down? Why can't it just be where it is and the thing go down?
Because then it would constrict your nuts.
Yeah. Because it's like a harness.
Why can't it fit around the nuts and then, like...
Invent it, Darren.
Well, yeah.
I don't, you know, how much market could there be for that?
Well, you...
I was
complaining about the makeup of the original.
I just
model.
Think it's illogical. Like, see? Why would you want to shove your penis down?
Maybe that's what a lot of people think, and if you create it, more people
it
will buy it.
I think I'll let someone else. Look, it's implied copyright is gone. Take it. You can invent that right here. I'm saying it on the live cast. Take my idea. Please, go fruitful and multiply. Invent the double dong that works properly. I'm going to invent a karaoke machine that vocal tunes people.
If only.
Just make sure it has gunshot sound effects in it.
Can I ask, why were you in a sex shop in the first place?
Because...
It's been a dry patch.
It's been a dry patch.
Did you... I'm sorry, go ahead.
And I had to buy...
I bought
a rabbit.
Why didn't you take me with you?
When you say dry patch, you mean literally and figuratively?
She needs cream.
No, I meant a dry spell, not a dry patch.
Oh, I see. Dry spell. Spell is another word for patch, is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Why did you need to look at me for approval there before you said yeah? I don't know what that was.
I was just looking around.
She just wants you.
All right.
That was my way.
Dry patch, you think, Sid.
So wait, so you bought, I know what a rabbit is, but can you explain that to our audience, please?
Wait, I'll go bring the box. You
Well,
can
but
you smell the box?
The box is not going to come through on the air. You have to give a verbal description.
All this product placement on the show.
Yeah, really? We should be paid by the Rabbit Corporation.
Well, the box said something like, you'll be rocking and rolling. Something.
All right, get
like,
the fucking box.
There's a testimonial from Dave Mustaine on the back.
Oh, my God, Nolan, you're making me hot.
Hello, rabbit. Meet the real rabbit.
Da-da-da. Noah, I want you to come over with your rabbit. I've got a double donked penis strap on that I'm going to use on you.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Lord. All right.
It's a big fucking pink.
I'm going to read directly from this box.
Going on there. It's waterproof.
It's neon pink, fluorescent pink penis. And it says, with orbital rabbit. Why is it orbital? Oh, it turns inside you.
Oh, nice.
With all this spin, plus vibration and flutter, you'll be rocking and rolling, then melting like butter.
Oh, my God.
Waterproof.
Written by Muhammad Ali, this
conference. Is it plugged? Oh, well, obviously,
like
that's battery.
With all this spin, plus vibration and flutter, you'll be rocking and rolling and melting like butter. All right. Muhammad Ali, who knew that he endorsed dildos?
I want to see it.
Hold on one second. Vaginal penetration with a dual rotational twist. It has a, but I don't even know how to explain this. It has like a little thing on the side that
looks like a rabbit.
Yeah, and it stimulates your clit while this thing is in your pussy.
Well, it doesn't stimulate my clit.
Does it have what? Pearls? I don't know. Look, you look. What's it? Why would it have pearls?
Yes, yes.
Some of them have like
to accessorize.
Top,
what
it's
the?
It's like these little beads, and then it like I don't know how to explain it.
It's you talking about anal beads? What are you
no.
talking about?
No,
it's rotating beads.
Where are the pearls gonna even go while
like
this?
Right
is,
there,
oh,
like
okay.
on the shaft.
Oh,
so
like
when it stuck? Turns.
Name for pearl.
No, it, no. If there's like a bunch of like almost like a hacky sack.
What?
Have you ever fucked a penis that has? Fucking pearls on it. What is that even like?
It's like genital warts.
Is it a penis enough? Warts. What's wrong with you fucking people? It's a penis. Isn't that enough for you?
Apparently not.
Yeah.
Nope.
And it has to be neon pink.
Sometimes no.
This
but
is
it's
like
pretty.
This is like
it has
penises aren't pretty.
They're cute.
Speak for yourself, Dan.
You can't really see on the cover, but it has like glitter on it.
It looks like this guy went through Chernobyl.
Not anymore. Now there's just glitter on the inside of your cunt.
Yeah.
This is the 3 Mile Island. So you can use this in the bathtub, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Don't use the wall outlet.
That would suck inside in the bathtub with your vibrator.
So you could use it to clean your pussy. You could cover it in soap and then just shove it right in there.
Yeah.
Let it twirl around a little
Ew.
Bit.
You know what I'll do? I'll take the attachment from my vacuum cleaner. That's the brush.
Oh, that's dangerous.
And I'll attach it to the top, and then I'll just brush
that's
it
dangerous.
Inside.
Ew.
A young lady was killed today in central Brooklyn.
Her vagina was inverted by a vacuum cleaner.
And her eyeballs were eaten out of her head. What? Am I allowed to ask you any other questions about this?
Yes, but I might not answer them.
Wait, but... Oh, tell them.
Do you... You want to say something first? Because this is going to get pretty invasive. All right.
I like getting invasive. Right.
Simple question. How often a week do you masturbate? Have you used that thing yet? That's the first question.
There's a reason why it's not in the
yeah.
box.
I don't know. So maybe you just brought
I'm
the box.
I'm not going to use it. I'm not going to use it every day of the week.
This is just so awesome to me.
Would you ever use it during a live cast?
No, I don't think that's... I wouldn't even ask that.
Why?
Even if Darren left the room?
Yeah.
If
why just me?
It was my idea, so I get to see the fruits of my labor.
The two of you get to sit here and watch.
The spotter.
Oh, Jesus. Why do I have to leave? I won't ask questions while you're doing it. All right, but like,
next
do
time,
you?
Next
time. Oh, Jesus Christ. I didn't want to ask anything.
Do it.
So deflated. Like, do you do it in the bed?
Yeah.
Do you do any certain position?
I'm not talking about it.
Oh, I told you that I jerk it off onto my wall. You can't fucking. By accident. She's looking.
Wait, can I just.
Jenny made a face.
I know, kind of grossed me out. Not you, just the
I
don't
I
like
movies. I got it. All
right. You should play this segment for your lesbian student.
I know.
She would love it.
She's
I want Miss. Can I get a rabbit, Miss?
Not the part about me jerking off on a wall. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so you missed like a whole big part of the dildo.
What did I miss?
There's a clit simulator.
Yeah, we talked
it.
About that.
We did.
I want
to
hear
like
it.
You missed the part that I allegedly missed. We got that. It's a vibrator.
It vibrates and rotates.
Do you use any visual aids while you do this? Like porn? Pipe magazine? Anything like that?
No, not magazine.
Sears catalog?
No, not Sears catalog. The Target
Testament
catalog.
Videos.
OL Beans.
Testament videos, yeah.
Finger Hut catalog.
Yeah. Kerrang.
Penny Saver.
Guitar World magazine. I look at all the guitars.
Alex Skolnick on the side of a milk carton.
Oh, that's hot.
Little injection, washed up guitars. After dark.
Bussing tables.
So, no visual aids.
Sometimes, like
I knew somebody who had visual aids.
Oh, yeah.
Then his dad ate his eyes out, so he was taken care of.
Full blown visual aids?
Yes.
So, what? So, you have. Alright, this is what I. Alright, let's put it this
I
way.
I have porn on my computer.
Porn on movies? Oh, what porns do you watch? What's your style of porn?
I don't know. It depends on the day.
Give
what
me one.
Like...
It was the last one you watched on your computer.
You
watched the girly ones, right? Like Vivid.
Oh, I don't know. I just have, like, random clips.
Do you have any favorite actors or actresses?
No.
She doesn't. They're beneath her. Like,
oh,
they're
no.
All just...
You know who I like? I like Jenna Hayes.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
You and her are about the same build.
Yeah.
You like girls, though? I mean, do the girls in the movie turn you on, or it's just the...
I really hate that you're asking me this.
All right. You don't want to talk anymore.
That doesn't mean she's not going to answer.
Oh, okay.
Keep pressing.
Answer.
Sometimes I'll watch lesbian porn.
Mm-hmm.
And then other times I'll watch regular porn.
But you wouldn't, like, I take it you wouldn't be a girl, though.
No.
Okay.
I just like watching it.
Okay.
Remember
I don't
how you
believe
said,
that for a second.
I don't know.
You impersonated me, so you know.
I what? What do you mean?
Remember when you impersonated how I watch porn?
I forgot. Oops.
It'll have to be for the next best stuff.
Yeah, we gotta dig that one out. But, oh, shit. All right. That went fast. I was trying to kill 15 minutes, and then all of a sudden it's like... All right, so I guess...
That's it. I'll never talk about it again.
All right,
oh,
ten, rapid fire. Let's go. No, I believe her. I don't think she would be with a girl.
I don't know. I think she'd be with Jenna Hayes.
Oh,
would you?
Perhaps.
And then you have that one, and then you want another, and another, and another.
It's like
you went to Siberia all of a sudden. And
yeah.
Then like.
And then it's like all downhill from there. Rosie O'Donnell.
All of a sudden you're with Missy. Like Gentile. Just going for like the weak mid '90s porn stars. And like that.
Rob.
Just take whoever.
No, not Rob.
That's the next step down the ladder.
Ron Jeremy won't return your call.
Overhead!
Wow, I can't believe this is the end of the show.
That's right. It's the end of the show. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Sorry for that karaoke segment. It never happened again.
I'm never coming on here again.
We love
Jenny. Yes, you are.
Thank you, Jenny.
You were to sing a song for
Jenny, you were beautiful today, as was Noah with the sexy testament shirt and the booty cutters. Sid, I don't want to leave you out. You look lovely as always.
Thank you.
You're beautiful, Dan.
And
so
pretty.
We're
signing off. We all love each other because Rob's not here. Yeah. That's the key. The one thing we learned today, when Rob's not here, everyone is in a terrific mood. Goodbye, everybody. Metal Injection Livecast.
Tune in next week when we're all in.